Okay, we're on your dial on the base. We're ready. Okay, your dial on the base is working, it's working. Okay, we're by the Ibai Little. So there was a suffix in the yeshiva, whether halacha shlo beregel, which I guess means here that you didn't actually move your feet. You know, halacha doesn't necessarily, maybe doesn't mean walking the badam, maybe just means makariv, bringing the blood closer. So what if you brought the blood closer without moving your feet? Maybe you pass it from one to another, and there was never any feet movement, right? Rashi says, shma halacha, what would be the nachmin of if it's halacha? Rashi says, and therefore, if you had machshava shalo lishma during that type of halacha, if it's an avodah, then it would pasul. O im asar zar psula, or if a non kohen does it, it's pasul. I think you also have an afternoon report, even according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon just says halacha shalo lishma, it's not, doesn't pasul by halacha. But I don't know what he says about pigle. Right, so they don't move. Maybe that's the itzvah. Maybe they're considered an itzvah. No, but they're not moving it. It's not part of the halacha. It's part that may be. Yeah, but they're not bringing it any closer to the mizbeah. That may just be a lucky in the dam. That may just be the Gemara's will sort of deal with that a little bit. Okay, if I mention it. So. He buy a luva. Lachos over regashmal lachos lachmal lachos. Tashma. So we're gonna bring a raya, right? So we learned in a brisa. What's possible if they do the avoda? V'chein yoshi. It's a kohen does the avoda when he's sitting. V'chein small. And if a Kohen does the avoda with, I just say, if a Kohen does the avoda with his left hand, right? That's pasul. The avoda is pasul. So from Lashon and the Braisa, it's pasul dafka if you're sitting. But how would it be sitting? Sitting means you're not moving it. Sitting would mean like, I took it and I gave it to somebody else while I'm sitting down. There's no moving it. So you see from there, ha'ome dumi the yoshev. So standing similar to yoshev. What's standing similar to yoshev? Not moving. Standing similar to yoshev is kasher. That's the deal that they make. Right? Rashi says, the king Kohen Yoshi is the Katani the Pasul Balacha. Ha ome the Ainu Molif Elebo Shatas Yad Dumi the Yoshi Kasher. Amash Mohalacha. So Kasher Halacha, you see Halacha Shaloba Regal is Kasher. So the Gemara says, no. Maybe what it means by sitting, not that he's sitting standing still, maybe it means like he's rolling or he's moving along on it, you know, while he's sitting. Dilma Yoshi, what? Dilma, so that would be the problem. Maybe that's the problem. Right, so Dilma Yosef de Kashayit Mesha. Maybe he's dragging himself along the floor. Right, so then we would say Omer Dumya de Yosef would be kosher in that case. What's that? The Nayid Porta, that he's moving a little bit. Yeah, so he's dragging his feet, but there's movement from his body. So there's no raya about halacha shelo berega from here. So the Gemara says Tashma. I'll bring you another raya. Tashma. This is talking about in the Seder of Pesach. Right. Shachat Yisrael. So the Yisrael chefs the Pesach. So we know that that's kosher because Rashi brings that also. That was the Derech. A lot of people there, the Yisrael would chef the Yisraelim would chef the Korban Pesach. And we know Shchita kosher Bazar. We said yes, Shchita Lava Gold. He whatever that meant. So Shachat Yisrael, and then Mikibel Kohen. So the Kohen stuck out the cup to accept the blood. Then Nisano Lichavero, he gave it to his friend. The son of Lechavero, Lechavero, Lechavero. What they had there is they sort of had an assembly line. They were so busy, so they had an assembly line. I accepted the blood, and moved it, and they just passed it. He poured it, and then he passed it back to the next one. So it seems what's going on here. Shut the biyat. It's the halacha shelo beregel, because no one's walking through their feet. That's in the Rashi. Rashi says, Tashma, the Tanan, the Seder, Pesach, Shafi Yisrael, Kain, Hiyang, Dar, Kalasos, Nas, Lechavero, the Katani Hashem, HaKohanim, Odin, Shuros, Shuros. Therefore, you see that it wasn't done beregel. So I said, no, Hasam Nami did 90 porta. Over there, you can say that maybe the Kohen, I'm not sure which Kohen, it's have to be all the Kohanim, or maybe the last Kohen, and who's the one who has to move his feet. But somebody moved their feet, at least a minimal movement of the feet. It doesn't say which one. Who is the quote? No, this isn't quoting anybody? Then according to it, why would that necessarily? Because he quotes over here that the Meiri in Pesachim says that only the last Kohen has to do two or three steps to bring it to the Mizbeach, to the Mikayim, the Halacha. So he says that maybe that only, you know, if as long as part of the Halacha is done by regular, it would work. Right. He quotes the Mishnah Melech here as well. No, my question was maybe all of them have to move. He's saying over there, but he's not. But he's against but the article. Is the Bachlokas article against the Meiri and the Meiri Neil? Both struck out. Okay. So he quotes Rashi in the next page. Okay. He says. Okay. Anyway, so there is a movement. Whatever the movement is, there is a movement. There's no rye over there. That halacha shalom beregel shmei halacha. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So if we're not learning the halacha of halacha shalom beregel, so what's the mission telling me? This whole big that they had all these people lined up. Before I answer it, I think maybe it's telling me what happened. The mission is telling me what the process was. But the Gemara says there has to be some halacha reason why it's mentioned. So he says, makamash malon the rovam hajus melech. To teach us that it's that in order to serve the nicer way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rovam. So it's interesting. There are a few different things that there are a few different ways that we do the Rovam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here where there's one mitzvah to be done, we have a lot of people do the mitzvah. But Kiddush also you have the Rovam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are whole different ways of Rovam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It happens to be that a lot of people have the minhag. If you go to someone's house and try to just have one person make Kiddush for everybody, for the concept of the Rovam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question that is, I think this question is asked for the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, so why don't we have the Rovam HaKadosh Baruch Hu as putting on towel filling? Everyone's doing the mitzvah. Let one person make the bracha. It says, because maybe when everyone's doing their own individual maaseh mitzvah, we don't say that. But by Kiddush, it's one mitzvah that's being done. You want to do your own maaseh mitzvah, and therefore you can say Baruch HaMadosh Melech. Okay. So Tashma, we're still trying to bring a raya as to whether or not halacha shalom bregel shmei halacha. So Tashma, kivel kosher, right? A kosher kohen collects the blood into the cup from the neck of the animal into the klisha reis. And then after that, Nashon the puzzle. He gives it to a czar. He gives it to someone who's puzzle, right? The halamim here is that he gives it to a puzzle and he's moving it close to the mizbeach. Right? So the mizbeach was over here and I passed it this way to a puzzle. Right? What's the czar doing there? I'm not sure, but maybe just the kohen who's puzzle. Nashon the puzzle. So what's the halacha? Yachzir lekashir. The puzzle guy should pass the cup back to the original kohen. Okay? So what's the mariah there? What's the raya there? You have to return it. You have to pass it back. So basically, what happened is that the puzzle guy doesn't move. He's just standing there. So he's an itztaba. So Yachzir, so the Kohen passes it to his left. What he should do is it has to be passed back to the right. Now, if halacha shalom regel shmo halacha, why can't he just pick it up from where from the itztaba that he put it up? But just pick it up and keep going. So you see from there that the hoshatas yad. It's not considered halacha. That's why he has to do it. He has to go back to T1. He has to pass it back. Let's look at this Rashi. Yasir the kasher shen the son of that gave it to him. And we learn two things from here. Number one, chada the low misa b'may the ipsik puzzle. Number one, the fact that the puzzle held onto it in the middle doesn't puzzle the halacha. The ashmiinam ba, and we see from here also the halacha zo, the halacha that she'asar hakasher shalom beregel, the halacha that the cut. Halachas mean walk, it means bringing closer. So the bringing closer that the Karsha did by Shalom Beregel, Shahoshi the Psul, Shahayaome, Betzamas Beah, Lo Nasis Behafshah, Veloshma Halacha. That's not considered a good Halacha. Why? Because it had to go back. Right? The Katani Yachzirena, Lemisha Nasanalo. You have to bring it back. The E Halacha, Shalom Beregel, Shmo Halacha, Amayach Zirena. Why do you have to go backwards? The Mayach Zirena Laacha, Yavo Karsha, let a Karsha guy come, be it Leno Miyadal, it's Sanamas Beah, put him to pick it up from T2 and go on to T3. The point three. The puzzle guy can't walk anything. He's puzzle. But he can just be an itzvah, be a podium, put it down and pick it up. You see that it has to go back, that the halacha was not considered halacha. So Mar says, no, ema, yachzir hakasher v'yikabla. Maybe what it means is not that yachzir going back, but yachzir means the kohen should go back to that puzzle guy and pick up the blood and continue from there. If that's the case, then halacha, the hoshata would have been nothing halacha. Right, Rashi says, that original halacha was good, and you just picked it up from there. And then halacha tzvobarega would be halacha. There's no raya from there. Itmar. So now the Gemara brings Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yochanan says in this day. Itmar. Amr Ula, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, he holds halacha shalobarega, lo shma halacha. It's not kosher. If you do halacha shalom beregel, it's not considered kosher. The question then is, though, is it not considered kosher in what way? Can you fix it? Efshar l'takuna or lo efshar l'takuna? Let's say I passed it this way. All right, so I poured it close to this bath in a non-kosher fashion. Can I just take the blood all the way back to where I started and then do it again? Or does it make it a psul? Does it make it a real psul? There's a fakira that's sort from the briskers. I think they bring the name of the griz. That what would be the psul by the halacha? Is it a psul in the avoda, or is it a psul in the blood? I'm not really sure what the nafkamina is, but maybe we'll get to that later on. Okay, so eshul takuna, low eshul takuna. So tashma v'araya, right? What did we say? What was the price we just said? Kibel hakasher v'nashal apostle yachir hakasher. Go back, do it again. And even if you would hold udhinami the yachir hakasher v'kablena, and even if you hold the way we answered that you just pick it up from the third point and you go forward, nevertheless isak v'raya low eshul takuna. If you say that halacha shlo v'rego you can't fix ipsula, it should be possible. How can let's just say this Kohen Kosher gives it to the non-Kohen, and then the third guy picks it up and keeps going. But if it's puzzled in the way that you can't fix it, how can you do that? It's puzzled. According to the first way we read it, it makes also more sense. You can't bring it back because you can't fix it. And even according to the second way that we said the Mishnah means that he picks it up from the Itzvah and keeps going, but why? You had a halacha shlo v'regel, you can't fix it. So it must be that halacha shlo v'regel, it's eshel with the kuna. The Gemara says, wait a second, no. You have the wrong understanding. Me sabit the kaisar gavai lo the kaisar barai. Who says that the czar that you handed the blood to was standing closer to the mizbeach to make you the halacha? Maybe he was standing further away from the mizbeach. That's not halacha at all. That's not even halacha shlo v'regel, because halacha means bring it closer. You brought it further back. So you see. So maybe the case over there is that it was given to the czar backwards. So it was given to the czar backwards, then you can go and fix it. Because it was never brought forward. There was no improper halakha. There was no raya. You tried to prove from that brisa that efshol tikuna. Because if it was efshol tikuna, then how can you go pick it up from the closer point? Who says it was from a closer point? Maybe it was from a further point. That's the Gemara saying. It wasn't halakha. There was no concept of tikun. There's no need tikun because it wasn't halakha. It was brought backwards. So there's no raya there. So itmar, what? My hand is killing me. Hold this a second. I messed up. Why did he think of Moshe and Tigla? Right? A lot of times. Also, you need these cases in order to flesh out what the rules are. That's how the Gemara works. So now the Gemara brings another member from Rav Yochanan. Itmar, Amra Ula. Ula says Amra Rav Yochanan Halacha Shlo V'Regel Psula. Not that it's right. Halacha. He said first. He said. Halacha shlo v'regel lo shma halacha. Now he says halacha shlo v'regel psula. It's mamish pasul. Yeah, what that psula is, I'm not sure. But alma lo efshlo takuna. From the fact that he says it's pasul, the sheet of a kubetzis in the back says. But the fact that he says it's the first time he just said lo shma halacha. Now he says it's pasul. What's he adding? He's adding that it's mamish pasul. Meaning you can't fix it. So Gemara now asks, what do you mean you can't fix it? Basically, Rav Nachman the Ula. What's the case? Learn in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis that basically if you shech the animal, the blood comes out. If the blood goes out from the neck onto the floor, that blood is no good. If the blood goes into a plea and then you spill the blood, it drops out. You know, it slips out of his hands. You can gather up the blood and put it back into the plea. Okay, that's no luck of there. So I'm Esri of Nachman Ula Nishvach min a kli ala ritzva v'asafu kasher. So it spilled out, spill on the floor, the blood spilled everywhere. You can gather up. Put it back in. So stay outside. How can you do that? When it falls on the floor, where does the blood go? It spreads out. Maybe it went closer to the mizbeach. That's called lachos shlo v'regel. What? Well, no. Let's assume there's no other blood there. Or so they're all touched. They're all the same thing. There. So it spills out. So it got closer to the mizbeach, not v'regel. Yet here we say you can just gather it up, put it back in, and keep on going. So why are you telling me it's possible? That possible, I can do it. I can keep moving. So Gemara says, the Garashi, Mishnah min a kli al ritzva v'asav kasher, hov in his kabel b'kli, Mishnah hiv perek shlishi v'kol psulim. So for something that I definitely think now, kishen nishbach, when it fell, v'nipashit b'ritzva, and it fell on the floor, niskari v'tzad ha-mizbeah, and it kept moving closer towards the mizbeah, katani kasher. It says it's kasher. You can fix it. You can fix it. So Mar says, "How come my skin on?" Because you got to the foot. So when it spilled, it only spilled and went backwards. It never went forward. Okay, it never went forward. Okay? That's what he's saying. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So you drop this kli, and the blood splatters everywhere. So livarai nothing, vilo oil. It's only going to go one way. It's not going to go the other way. So the Gemara says, no. I can find a case where that's the case. Either the makom midron, there was some sort of slant, some sort of diagonal somewhere. I don't know who the contractor was. I suppose it's coming from Barfel Stoma, not from the contractor. There's a slant, a purposely slant on the floor. So therefore, right. So that, or Ibai's Ema Beguma. They had these pits. Fell straight into the pit and didn't go anywhere. The Ibai's Ema Besmicha is what you had mentioned before. Ibai's Ema, that you're talking about thick blood. Because they didn't, on Yom Kippur, they had a guy standing and stirring the whole time. Here, they didn't necessarily have a guy standing and stirring the whole time. So maybe it was thick enough, it was congealed enough. Right. But he says they did it during the year. So maybe it took some time, the blood congealed, or it didn't move anyway. That's why you can pick it up. But there's no raya that halacha shlo beregel is puzzle, because we're not dealing where, in this case, the blood didn't go closer to the mizbeach. Because the blood went closer to the mizbeach. Right, but it went closer to the mizbeach, not derech with your feet. But closer to the mizbeach was it spread out on the floor. That's also halacha shelo beregel. And you see here that you can pick it up and keep going. But if you say halacha shelo beregel is possible, how can you pick it up and go and keep going? The answer is halacha shelo beregel is possible. But here, the blood never got close to the mizbeach. It either was on a slant, or it was in a pit, or it was very thick and didn't move anywhere. Of course, yeah. So, the Gemara says, wait a second. The Ichbal Tana Lashmini Kolhani. Remember, the Mishnah had mentioned two things over there. I'm sorry, the Mishnah. Well, question number one is the Mishnah makes a Torah to teach us this din that it's kosher for only these small little circumstances where it falls into a pit or it's on a diagonal. That's the Mishnah's talking about. But number two, at the Tani the Edoch Pirkin, it's welcome up. You never see that other perspective. The Edoch Pirkin says in the other parak, right? Then nishbaf ala ritzva v'asafo puzzle, like I said before, if it goes straight from the animal onto the floor, that it's puzzle, the mission is making a distinction between whether or not it fell into a clean spilled or it's spilled directly onto the floor. Why make a distinction between two separate cases? You can make a distinction in the case of the clean itself. If it fell into the clean spilled on the floor, move closer to the Zbeyach, it's puzzle, it's move further away from the Zbeyach, it's kosher. But why make a distinction in two separate cases? Make a distinction in the same case itself. The ode, right? At the time to be either pirkin nishbach al ritzva basafu puzzle ritzva vibidei. Make the machlokas in falling into the kli itself. The med bar memori, and do we say that it's kosher for zrika kisha yotzel lechutz when the blood spills backwards? Aval nichlas lefim if the blood spills forward puzzle. So therefore we say tiyufta, it's a tiyufta on ula. He has no raya that halacha shelo beregel is puzzle. But if you have no raya that it's puzzle, therefore maybe you can say eshel tikuna. Maybe you can still say eshel tikuna. What the halakha l'maisa is, I don't know. So now the Gemara is going to bring the machlokas. We're going back to the machlokas of Shimon Rabbanon, and we're going to understand the machlokas of Shimon Rabbanon completely differently than we understood in the Mishnah. I don't get it so well, but let's see what it says. So Itmar, it says in the base measures, halakha shelo beregel. You did halakha shelo beregel. You brought the blood close to the mizbeach, not with your feet. Right? So that's the machlokas of Shimon Rabbanon. That is the machlokas of Shimon Rabbanon in our Mishnah. How would that work? That according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not an avoda, right? It's not an avoda because he says that machshava is not poseles. He says Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah says that a machshava is not poseles in the halacha, in the halacha, and that. But the Chachamim say that halacha shel beregel is a halacha. Therefore, machshava would passel during halacha completely differently than how we explained the Mishnah previously. So the Gemara says. The halacha rabasi with a big hiluch, meaning you shechted the animal over to the other side of the base of Mikdash, the halacha gedola, kuli amlo pliga the psula. Even if Shimon would agree that it's puzzle, because you have to walk it there. You have to walk the blood from where you are, right? Ki pligi b'halacha zutrati. The machlokas is when there's a small halacha. For example, you shechted right next to the mizbeah. And then you take the kli with the blood, and you're going to sprinkle it right there. So in that halacha, they argue. Chachamim say that even in this case, this halacha that's done should not be regel machshev u'posel esba. And according to Rav Shimon, a machshev u'posel esba in this halacha, because it's done shalom beregel, it's not considered a halacha. So machu alav ma'arava. So they laughed about this explanation in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, right? So they said, what's the kasha? What are they laughing about? They laughed because elachata sa'ov dipsuba machshava the Rav Shimon. So what's the say? The chatas oh, right? The chatas duma rika, right? You have to check, no checking. You kill it with the nail, right? Shechita of a bird in the base of Middush is possible. Malika of a bird outside the base of Middush is a nevela. Only malika specifically in the base of Middush. You do malika, then I sort of separate it, and then what you have to do also is you try to shake the bird and you throw the blood, sprinkle the blood onto the bath, and then later you do mitzvah. Machlokas, how it's done? Do you squeeze the bird for the blood, or you push the bird up against the mishkan for the mizbeach for the rest of the blood to come out? But make sure the clothing fits. So machshava l'Rav Shimon heichi mishkas, and Rashi points out that there is a masora. We have a masora that machshava during that sprinkling part. During that sprinkling part is possible. During that sprinkling part. So according to Rav Shimon, who says that halacha with the Moshatas Yad, also even when you can't mivat with the Zlatatir, there's no Machshava Posela. So Hechem Mishkatzla. How can you find that the Machshava would possible during the sprinkling of the bird? If you the Kohen thought about a bad Machshava before he actually did the Avoda, right? In other words, he's picking up the bird. Before he sprinkles it down, he thinks about it. Well, he didn't do the avoda. He didn't do machshava during the avoda. Lack plumbo. Why? Because the halacha that he does, right? Because the halacha he's doing there is done by his hand, right? So how can there be machshava? I'm not doing that clear. This the baset did not pick them. And if you're talking about where the machshava, where he had the machshava after the blood came out, it's avid mitzvah. So the mitzvah was already done. The Gemara says, "My kusha dim me the parish by the matim mizbeach." Maybe he had the bare machshava at the time the blood was flying from the bird until it hit the mizbeach. The blood is not done until it hits the mizbeach. Mid air machshava, right? Because we have a similar, something called body minay Rav Yirmiyah Rav Zira hayamazeh, right? So the Kohen is doing that whole thing with the bird. The nektar yada shomaza atchlov yidam adir. He shakes the bird, the blood flies, before the blood hits the mizbeach, some sword comes down, chops off the guy's hand, now he's a baal mum. So now he's a, that's what Gemara says, now he's a baal mum. So what's the halacha? When he started the avoda, he was kosher. When the avoda is finished now, he's a baal mum. So do you say that, well, if you hold that the time frame between when the blood left the body of the bird till it hit the body of the bird is significant, possible. But to here, you see from here, but Amalei, Psula, right? You say here that's possible. My time up, the he's of an asim ba'inam. You need to be the hazah, which is the sprinkling, and then the sina going on to his bayah are the same, have to be done with the kashrus. So you see that the time period from when the blood leaves to the blood hits is significant. So maybe Rav Shimon says that that's where he had the bad machshava. So that can't be the question. So the Gemara says, Chafi asur a papa, Rav Huna, Bray Rav Shua, Mi Beirav. I'm behind the kufa. This is the reason why they were laughing, right? Because what do you say? We're completely against the Mishnah. The fee, the holacha, rabasi, lo pligi. When the Kohen has to walk a long distance with his feet, there's no machlokas. Rav Shimon agrees that machshava passes during that time. It's not what he says. Vaki pligi, holacha, rabasi pligi. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah clearly states that the holacha was done, right? Okay, that the halacha was done in a fashion. The halacha was done. Any halacha passes. Any halacha is not significant and doesn't pass, right? Look at Rashi. Right, the halacha rabas will plead, the halacha plead towards the bottom. The hakatani abal efshar shalom bihiluch. Once he says that it's efshar without hiluch, shema minah to be hiluch askinon. We're talking about halacha. B'tayim mishum she efshar lebatlehu. Because since you could have been mevatel the halacha, that's why it's not. That's why machshava is not significant. So you're telling me that Rav Shimon agrees that machshava is insignificant. The Mishnah says Rishon says halacha is not significant. That's why they laughed at him. So Ella, so the Gemara says, now this is machlokes Rishon Chum. Ella, right? Ella, behalacha zutrasi. We're gonna take out the word. We're taking the word. Ella behalacha zutrasi. Kuli om lo pliga de pasla. That's what the box says. Everyone agrees that in a small halacha, right? The pasla. Comes from Rashi. That's the box takes it out, doesn't it? The box takes it out. He said the pasla. So in halacha zutrase, everyone says that it's pasla, that it pasles. Why? Because you have the halacha zutrase is right next to it. And there's no other way to get there. So he says, halacha zutrase, there's no other way to get to the base to there. Therefore, it's pasla. But ki pligi b'halacha rabasi. But they argue in a look. So let's go Rashi. Rashi has the gears that I said. Because you can't be levatel. You have to do something. You have to bring it there. So if it's EF shalabatel, or Shimon agrees. But the halacha, the big halacha, the Shimon argues because it's not necessary. And remind the garbage, the low pasla, let's do the first gear, sir. It's difficult enough. Right? So Ella b'halacha, who draws a kulim l'pligi the pasla, keep pligi, the halacha, rabasi. They argue in a big halacha. That's where Rav Chachamim, that's how we explain the Mishnah. The Chachamim say that Machsheva is significant there, and Shimon says it's not significant because you didn't have to walk that whole distance. But according to this Girsa, that by Halachas and Drasai, they all agree that it's possible. So maybe according to Rav Shimon, when you get to that last point, the Halacha, the Machsheva will be significant. But then it becomes the Halachas and Drasai. I don't know. Because by a short walk, if you shift it right next to the Mizbeah, you have to bring it to the Mizbeah. It has to get there. But during that specific period of time, you have no option. If you have no option, then Machshava is significant. In a big walk, you had an option, because you could have shifted it closer to the Mizbeah. So if you would have had an option, sort of Shimon holds that Machshava is not significant. Come and say, no. Once you have halacha, you have halacha. And halacha is an avoda, and then the Machshava during that avoda is significant. A small halach would be if you shefted it right next to the mizbeach, and all you have to do is bring it with your hand. Okay, next. The gear so make the guy got me all over. Oh, no 44 stays. No 40. Okay. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas amorayim as to whether or not you can fix a halacha that was done by a pasul. Again, so halicho zar. Azar walked with his feet. Azar with his feet walked the blood to the mizbeah. The hechziro kohen. And then the kohen took the blood back to where he started, right? The chazer beholicho. And then he walked again, right? Blood's at point A. No, but here we're doing it with the feet. You went from point A to point B with the pasul, so you went back from point A to point B, and then went from point A to point C to mizbeah for the kasher. So the question is, pliya bar b'nei rab pliya bar b'yanei, chad amar kasher, one says it's kasher, v'chad amar pasul, and one says it's pasul. Why? Mar sava, the one who says that it's kasher, he holds efshel l'tzakuna. You can fix efshel l'tzakuna. Umar sava says it's pasul, lo efshel l'tzakuna. You can't fix it. So once it was done by a pasul, it's pasul, and otherwise says no. If it's done by a pasul, you can fix it. Because you can bring it back. It only applies by halacha. Because if you did Kabbalah into a kli, well, you did Kabbalah, then it was done. If you did Shechita, which is kosher, if you did Tzrika, it's done. Halacha is the only one that you have this, you can kind of go back and forth. So the Gemara brings another machlokas. Halicho Kohen. Let's say a kosher Kohen walks it from point A to point B. And then hev zero. And then he brought it back to point A. Bechazim halicho zar. Then a non kosher guy takes it and brings it back to point B. So what's the story there? So Amar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, the Divrei HaMakshir, according to the guy who was kashered in the other place, he said why? He kashered previously because he goes according to the second action. So he was makshered here, he's going to be puzzled here. Because the second action was now done by Azar. Basically, that first guy says that the secondary action has importance. It has relevance. So the second guy walked it, that was, the halakha was done by a puzzle. according to him, probably, then you take it back to the first man, and then bring it back again with the kasher. But according to the man d'amar, who did a posel, according to the guy said it was pasul in the previous case, right? He said it was pasul when, right? Right, what was the first case? That's zero kohen. That a zar walked in and brought it back. He says that you go according to the first thing, meaning to bring it back, and no, right, to bring the first instance is what made it possible. So here you would say it's kosher. Because just like over there, when it was done originally, it was considered a avodah of halacha, and it was over. So to here, when it was done by the zar originally, it's done, the avodah of halacha is done, and that's it. So Rav Amar, no. Rav says, no, after dibrei aposel, even according to the man d'amar before, who said it's possible, right? So you would think over here, you should say it's kosher. As you go according to the second action, he said, here you also agree it's possible. Why? My chayma, the ha, sarich la'amtuye. Because now you have to bring it back. Right? You would have to bring it back. What does that mean? Ha, sarich la'amtuye, the kamarta la'akshuva avoda, le'haytam. Basically, you must bring it back. Since you must bring it back to get it closer to the Mizbeah, now this last halacha, to bring it back to the Mizbeah, is a real halacha. Okay? In the first case, right, he said it was possible. Why? Because he says the Zar brought it. So that's done. Okay, so now in the second case, the Kohen brought it. Right, what happens? The Kohen brought it. It brought it back, and now the Zar brings it. So once it was brought back, it's as if you're at point one already. Therefore, the halacha there is significant, and therefore, if the Zar does it, it's possible. Okay. So now the Gemara says that maybe this whole thing about Sarach Lantuye is the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rav Elazar in our Mishnah. We haven't talked about Rav Elazar yet. So Amra Le Ravina L'Rashi Haka Amra Rav Yirmiyah Midipte Hat Sarach Lantuye. This Svara about that if you have to bring it back an extra time, if that's considered a significant halacha, that is a machlokas Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan. That's the machlokas between Rav Elazar and Rabbanan in our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah says come say that the four things that possible. Right, Bahalacha, and Rabbi Lezer Omer, he said, Mahalif, Makhom Sarif Lahalif, Makhshav Poselis. Makhom Shain Sarif Lahalif, Ain Makhshav Poselis. He says that only if it's in a situation where you have to do halacha, is it possible. But if you don't have to do halacha, then it doesn't make it possible. So what's the case? Amar Rabba, and Rabba says on there, that both according to Rabbi Lezer and according to Chamim, Kiblu Bachutz. Let's say you were cobble the blood far away from the Mizbeah, and then you brought it closer to the Mizbeah. Everyone agrees that this is an indispensable giluf, so Machshav would pass there. But Kibul Bifnim, let's say you gathered the blood close to the Mizbeah, and then for some reason you brought it away from the Mizbeah, right? Everyone agrees that that's not an important giluf because you're bringing it away. It's not even halacha. You're pulling it away from the Mizbeah. Right, so lo neflu. What's the machlokas? Ela kashechniso v'chazer v'hitziu. You brought it close to the mizbeach, and then you brought it out from the mizbeach. Now you got to bring it back a second time. So Marsav, the Chacham say that since right now the blood is far away from the mizbeach, hatzarach nemtuya. You have to return it. So it's a significant halacha. Umarsav lo kiyuloch hatzarach labod adami. You don't have to do that because there was no reason for you to have pulled it back. So it's lo tzarich. Right, it was lav kiyuloch hatzarach labod adami, and therefore it's not considered significant, and Machshava wouldn't passel in that situation. So Esau Yabai says, no, that can't be the case. That's not in Machlokas. There's no Machlokas in Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Esau Yabai, we have a price that says, Rabbi Lezer Omer, HaMahalech B'machlom Shetzarech L'Halech, if you walk the blood in a place where you need to walk it, Machshava Poselis. What's an example? Ketzad, Kiblo Bachutz, you took it outside, and then you brought it inside, you were Mekabel it far away from the Mizbeach, then you brought it close to the Mizbeach. Zehu hilo shetzarich lahalich. That's important. That's important to halacha because you have to do that, right? What's the other way? Kibul b'fnim b'otziu lachutz. If you cobble the blood close to the mizbeach and then you walk it out from the mizbeach, only that is considered a halacha. That's not necessary. Ha? What's the diuk? Chazar b'chniso, bringing it back is an important halacha. Ha chazar b'chniso hilo shetzarich lahalichu. That is a necessary halacha. So you see that Rav Elazar does hold that of the concept of Sarach Lantuye. He doesn't argue with the Chachamim. So Chachamim and Rav Elazar are one sheet, they both argue with Rav Shimon in the Mishnah. So Amalah, so Rav Elazar says to Bai, Itani Tani. You know, that's what says in the Brisa, that's what's in the Brisa, that's not the Machlokas. Okay? Hajjan Allah, Kol Hasvachim. Now we're going to start the next parak. Okay? The next parak is going to talk about Kabbalah. So this, the second Avodah that's done by the Karbanos after the Shechita is Kabbalah Sadam, right? And the way it works was that you had to hold the Kli Sharis under the neck of the animal, and you accept the blood that comes from it in order to then walk into the Mizbeah, in order to then throw the blood on the Mizbeah. So the Mishnah now explains to us certain people who, if they do the Kabbalah of the Dam, they are Pasul, and also, even if a Kosher person does the Kabbalah, but if he does it in a Pasul way. Okay? So what's the case? Again, this doesn't apply to Shechita. This probably only applies to the last three of them. It doesn't apply to Shechita, because we'll see in the third parrot that Shechita is Kosher with Shulim. So Kol Hazvachim, all the Kabbanos, Shekibu Damam, that the blood was accepted in the Kli Sharis by Azar, someone who's not a Kohen, an Onein, a Kohen whose one of his Krovim died, and there has to be Mizabel on them, and there was no Pur yet. Tzvul Yom, right, so a Tame who has to bring a Karban, that he has already done Tzvila, but the sun hasn't set, so he's a Tzvul Yom. And also Mechusa Kippurim, which is redundant, I guess. Tzvul Yom means he brought the Karbanos. Mechusa Kippurim is even more Tame, because he hasn't brought the Karbanos. Also a Tame who has to bring the Karbanos, and he didn't bring the Karbanos, they Mechusa Regadim. Even a kosher Kohen who's mechusar begadim, he's not wearing the appropriate clothing. Or, shalo rechutz yadayim raglayim. He didn't wash his hands or feet. Rashi points out he didn't wash his hands and feet in the kiur. Not that he didn't wash his hands and feet when he woke up in the morning. He didn't wash his hands and feet in the special kiur that's set aside in the Beis HaMikdash. Or an orel, someone who's not gemalim. Someone who doesn't have a bris milah. So Rashi says, what's the case of an orel? It's Kohen shemesu achav machmas milah. His brothers were hemophiliacs. They had Mila. They both died. So now he doesn't get Mila because he's afraid he's going to die. So according to that's the machlokes of all the four shas and Rashi and Rebbe Tam. According to Rebbe Tam, this guy's not an Aro. But you're only an Aro if you have a chiyuv to do bris Mila, says Rebbe Tam. This guy has no chiyuv. So I'm just not sure. Throughout shas, Rebbe Tam says that this type of person, he can eat truma, he can do other things. But I don't know whether Rebbe Tam would say, would say that this type of Aro can actually do the Yavod. I don't know. Rashi says an Aro is someone who's not Nemo. Who says he's a Baal Mum, though? Baal Mum cannot be Nemo. Why is he a Baal Mum? But he's not Mechuyev to be a Rabbeinu Tam would say. Rashi would agree with you. Rabbeinu Tam says, if there's no Chiyev to do a Bris Mila, then you have no Chiyev. There was no obligation on him to do a Bris Mila. No, an Aro would be a Baal Mum if you're obligated to do a Mila. But if you have no obligation to do Mila, then what Mum do you have? Your Putter. Oh, so then it goes into a different whole thing about whether or not. But Rabbeinu Tam holds that an Aro can eat Truma. This type of Aro can eat Truma. What? I don't know. Right, so Rabbeinu Tam, this is the Tosafot of Tophes, Shikasa says that we're talking about over here, is someone who doesn't want to do Mila because he's afraid of the pain. That's the Lushikasa. Okay, Aro. And the other person, a Kohen who's Tameh, is also pasul. And also, if the Kohen is Yoshev, if he's sitting down when he does the Kabbalah, or Omed Agabe Kalim, he's standing on something, it's a tzitzah between him and his feet and the floor, right? Like we said, the Beis HaMikdash, they had radiant, the first case of radiant heating was in the Beis HaMikdash. They heated the floors, so it won't be too cold. That's why you can't wear socks, you can't wear anything on your feet. There can't be a tzitzah between your feet and the floor, right? Omed Agabe Kalim, or Agabe Behema, or he's standing on an animal, I don't know what the difference is. Or agabe ragli kavero, or even if he's standing on the feet of his friend. Okay? It's pasul. The question though is here, what does it mean by pasul? What if the halacha is that if the halacha in the Mishnah we talked about before, that if you shech the behema and the blood spurts out onto the floor, then you can't use that blood, but there's still more blood in the neck, you can collect that blood. So let's say he collected the blood while he's standing on somebody else, or any of these cases. So that Kabbalah is possible. But what if there's more blood? And then someone else comes in, does it pass on the whole animal and it's done with? Like, if you do an avoda and in a possible way, does the whole animal become possible? Or does it just mean that particular thing that you did is possible, but if there's more blood, you can go back and get it? I don't know. Okay. So Gemara says also another halacha, kibel b'smol. If you did the kabbalah, you caught the blood while the cup's in your left hand. That's pasul. Rav Shimon's machshir. Rav Shimon says it's kosher. We'll learn that in the that's Abdallah, I think. Lefty. The left. No. Left. Okay, so now we're going to try to bring a few proofs. So where do we know that the Zahar is possible for Minyan Kabbalah? We'll do one today and we'll do the next one tomorrow. Zahar Minolan. How do we know that the Zahar, who's Mekabal Adam, the Avodah is possible? So the Gemara says, the Tani Levi says, the Pasuk says, Da Be'er Aaron, the Albana, speak to Aaron and to his sons, the Nazru Mikotshei B'nei Yisrael, and they should separate themselves from the Kotshei B'nei Yisrael that are Tamei, that those are Tamei. V'lo Yechalu Hashem Kotshei Asher Heim Akishim Li Ani Hashem. Right? So it doesn't explain, what does it mean B'nei Yisrael? Right? Why does it say B'nei Yisrael? It doesn't say B'Nazru Mikotshei. Why does it have to be B'nei Yisrael? What's B'nei Yisrael adding? So Mutei Mai. Right? Which carbon is it coming to be Mai? If the carbon is something to exclude Nashim, to teach me that the carbonos of Nashim are allowed to be brought bituma, if those carbonos are Tameh, and the Bnei Yisrael is carbonos Bnei Yisrael and not Bnei Yisrael, then we can ask carbon Nashim at Tumah Karif. You can't bring, if you're Tameh, you can't bring carbonos of the when he's coming, he can't bring the carbonos of a woman. What's the difference? Ella, v'me'utei avodei chachavim. It comes to teach you that you can be makriv the carbonos of a goy when you're in the status of tumba. So the Gemara says, wait a second, that's impossible. Hashda sits lo miratze to amr mar uva'odei chachavim bein b'shog bein b'zeh lo hurtza b'tumah karev. That sits, right? If the carbon itself becomes tumbe, or if everybody else is tumbe, the concept of sitz meratze. Sitz doesn't help by the goy. So it's going to help if the Kohen's tummy, he can be marked with the carbon of the goy? No. How can you bring the carbon of a goy? Bituma. So Gemara then says, Ella, this is how you read the Pasuk, Hakik Amar. You have to put the comma in a different place. The Pasuk says, Be ye nazru mikotche. You should separate yourself from kotchim when you are tummy. Right? Don't do any korbanos. Don't do any avoda while you're tameh. And then bnei Yisrael below yichalzu. And bnei Yisrael should be marked from all hakrovos of korbanos and not be machal them. Because if they do any of the avodos, they will be machal. So that's number one of how you know that a zar does the avoda is the avodas pasa. Okay, we'll stop here.